श्रीमद् भागवत के सातवें स्कंद से पहले अध्याय से 26वां श्लोक पढ़ने जा रहे हैं। अध्याय का नाम है दिस कैन बी इंग्लिश। अच्छा, हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 7th कैंटो 1st चैप्टर चैप्टर 26। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज इक्वल टू एवरीवन। टेक्स्ट 26। तस्माद् वैरानुबंधेन निर्वैरेण भयेन वा स्नेहात् कामेन वा युञ्ज्यात् कथांचिन् निक्षते पृथक् तस्माद् वैरानुबंधेन निर्वैरेण भयेन वा स्नेहात् कामेन वा युञ्ज्यात् कथांचिन् निक्षते पृथक् तस्माद् वैरानुबंधेन निर्वैरेण भयेन वा स्नेहात् कामेन वा युञ्ज्यात् कथञ्चिन् निक्षते पृथक्। तस्माद् वैरानुबंधेन निर्वैरेण मयेन वा स्नेहात् कामेन वा युञ्ज्यात् कथांचिन् निक्षते पृथक्। तस्मात् वैरानुबंधेन निर्वैरेण भयेन वा स्नेहात् कामेन वा युञ्ज्यात् नेक्षते पृथक् कथञ्चिन् नेक्षते पृथक्। लेडीज, तस्माद् वैरानुबंधेन निर्वैरेण भयेन वा स्नेहात् कामेन वा युञ्ज्यात् कथञ्चिन् निक्षते पृथक्। तस्मात् देयरफॉर वैर अनुबंधेन बाय कांस्टेंट एनमिटी निर्वैरेण by devotion, bhayena, by fear, va, snehat, from affection, kamena, by lusty desires, va, or yunjat, one should concentrate, kathanchit, somehow or other, na, not, ikshate, cease, पृथक समथिंग एल्स। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। देयरफॉर बाय एनमिटी और बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस, बाय फियर, बाय अफेक्शन और बाय लस्टी डिजायर, बाय ऑल ऑफ दीज और एनी वन ऑफ देम, इफ अ कंडीशन सोल समहाउ और अदर कॉन्सेंट्रेट्स हिज माइंड अपॉन द लॉर्ड, the result is the same. For the Lord, because of his blissful position, is never affected by enmity or friendship. The purport is long, we should read full purport, no? Is that okay? Yes. Or part of it?
Whatever is convenient.
Okay. Purport by his divine grace. From this verse, one should not conclude that because Krishna is unaffected by favorable prayers or unfavorable blasphemy, one should therefore blaspheme the Supreme Lord. This is not the regulative principle. Bhakti Yoga means Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. One should serve Krishna very favorably. This is this real injunction. Here it is said that although an enemy thinks of Krishna unfavorably, the Lord is unaffected by such devotional service. Thus he offers his benedictions even to Shishupal and similarly inimical conditioned souls. This does not mean, however, that one should be inimical towards the Lord, and the stress is given to the favorable execution of the devotional service, not purposeful blasphemy of the Lord. It is said, Nindam Bhagavata Shrunvams Tatparasya Janasyava Tato Napaiti Yasopai Yati Adha Sukrutachattaha. One who hears blasphemy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotees should immediately take action or should leave. Otherwise, he will be put into hellish life perpetually. There are many such injunctions. Therefore, as a regulative principle, one should not be unfavorable toward the Supreme Lord, but always favorably inclined towards him. Shishupal's achievement of oneness with the Supreme Lord was different because Jai and Vijay, from the very beginning of their material existence, were ordained to treat the Supreme Lord as an enemy for three lives and then return home back to Godhead. Jai and Vijay inwardly knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they purposely became his enemies to be delivered from material life. From the very beginning of their lives, they thought the Lord Krishna as an enemy, and even though blaspheming Lord Krishna, they chanted the holy name of Krishna constantly along with their inimical thoughts. Thus they were purified because of chanting the holy name of Krishna. It is to be understood that even a blasphemer can be freed from the sinful activities by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Certainly, therefore, freedom is assured for a devotee who is always favorable to the Supreme, to the service of the Lord. This will be clear from the following verse. By rapt attention fixed upon Krishna, one is purified, and thus one is delivered from material life. We will read the purport up to this point only. Please repeat after me the translation. Therefore, by enmity or by devotional service, by fear, by affection, or by lusty desire, by all of these or any one of them, if a conditioned soul somehow or other concentrates his mind upon the Lord, the result is same. For the Lord, because of his principal position, is never affected by enmity or friendship. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। तो दिस चैप्टर बिगिंस विद द क्वेश्चन ऑफ परीक्षित महाराज दैट हाउ इज दैट। इनफैक्ट दिस क्वेश्चन वाज ओरिजिनली आस्क्ड एज नारद मुनि गिव्स रेफरेंस। इट वाज आस्क्ड बाय युधिष्ठिर महाराज टू नारद मुनि इन द राजस्वीय सैक्रिफाइस असेंबली ऑफ द राज्याभिषेक ऑफ युधिष्ठिर महाराज। एंड हाउ इज दैट Shishupal, being such an envious enemy of the Lord, immersed in the body of the Lord, he attained Sayujya Mukti, which is not attained by great sages even after years and lives of tapasya and meditation and penance. So similarly, even Parikshit Maharaj put the same question. How is that the Lord is supposed to be equal to everybody and is... still appears to be partial to devotees, and how is that at the same time he is giving a demon this kind of liberation? This is very confusing to me. So Sukadeva Maharaj congratulates Parikshit Maharaj on this question, that this is a very wonderful question. This is very, very important for the welfare of the whole general populace of society to understand how the Lord's nature is, what is his actual nature. Of course, to understand Lord's nature, Lord Brahma even says, all the demigods say, it is very, very difficult to understand you. The more we try to understand you and more we think and we understand you, we only come to an understanding that we don't understand you. That is the very humble conclusion of Brahmaji when he went through that Brahma Sammohan Leela. He said, I thought I will, with the power that you gave me, I will test you. But I was subjected to the power of the illusion that I tried to apply on yourself. I was bewildered myself. And then further and further and further bewildered. 1, 2, 3 steps. First step, he was bewildered that coward boys were missing. Second step, they all turned into Vishnu. And third step, again everybody disappeared. And only Krishna was remaining with two hands full of the sweet meat preparation, searching for these boys, very confused. So this is the position. But still, by the mercy of acharyas, the mercy of great souls, by our humble devotional service, we can get a glimpse of the Lord as per His desire, the way He reveals Himself to us as per His sweet desire. So there is hope that we may understand the Lord by His mercy. And the easiest way to please the Lord, to have His mercy upon us, is to serve His devotees. More than even serving Him, serving His devotees and pleasing them, truly at the heart and avoiding hurting them is the means by which we can attract the mercy of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani also. So this verse specifically deals with the nature of the Lord and how He is equal to everybody. We read in Bhagavad Gita also, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Nan Vishtina Na Priyaha. I am not friend to anybody, I am not envious of anybody, nobody is, I don't dislike anybody, I don't like anybody. But essentially, every living entity is but part of me. So I love them because they are my part, my children, all of my kinsmen, my children. I love them very much. But as such, I am not favorable or unfavorable to anybody. At the same time, Prabhupada quotes many verses in which the Lord says, although I am equal to everybody, I love my devotees very much. There is a reason behind it, because He has made some set rules by which the world should run. And if somebody performs sinful activities, then they go to hell. Then somebody performs devotional activities, then they attain Krishna or they may attain Swargalokas or whatever. So by that way, he is equal. If somebody chooses to become enemy of the Lord, then the reaction is accordingly. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam statayame bhajamiham. This is one parameter that we can apply. That if it is not the Lord's problem, Lord is equal. But if you deal with Him in a particular way, you get a particular reaction. If you deal with Him in a very favorable way, you get a particular reaction. Like the mother, she is equally loving to the child. to all children. One child does mischief, then she says, stand against the wall and close your eyes 1 hour, or bend down, hold your big toes and put one stick on the back. And the second child, who is very good behaved, very well behaved, she will say, okay, take this thing, do this service, cut the vegetables here and do this and get that thing. So it may be very partial. The mother is very partial to one child and doesn't like another child. It is not true. Both the activities of mother is activity of love. The mother may sometimes slap the child, scold with harsh words. And the father, the child will say, what kind of mother is this? This is vatsalya? This is cruelty? This is injury? But no. In essence, the activity of punishment of the mother is out of love. That my child should not be misguided, should not be misled, should not become a debauchee or a bad person, a bad citizen. And when she rewards the child on his birthday, that's also act of love. So, the Lord's activity, although punishment or reward, is actually out of His love. The Lord is actually personification of love. It appears to us as the Lord is death personified. Why? Because we are conditioned. We are attached to material sense gratification. So, the fear of losing sense gratification is actually the ultimate death. So, we feel He is very fearful. The concept of the Lord in some scriptures is as a very fearful personality. We should really fearfully bow down to Him, otherwise He will punish us. So it is explained that there are four ways of approaching the Lord. One can approach four ways. First is, the lowest grade is out of fear. Oh, some mighty power exists, and if I do misbehave, then I may be punished. So better I behave nicely. This is out of fear. And there are many scriptures in this world which describe the Lord like that. Because people were so sinful and so fallen, when those stages came, they had to at least, you know, show them some fear. Otherwise, how they will give up their sense gratification, their sinful activities. So they were raised to one point. The second level of approaching the Lord is out of material gain. Huh? What is that shloka? Artha artharthi jignyasu jnani. Huh? Yeah. So one is having some desire, artharthi. He has some desire, if I do chanting Hare Krishna, I give donation on Janmashtami, then maybe I'll get promotion. Maybe I will get good position, promotion and good salary, and I'll get a very beautiful wife, a beautiful husband, or nice children who will pass in their exams and increase my glory. So there is a desire to gain something. So there is a second grade of approaching the Lord. Third grade is out of duty. Now whatever it is, I'm supposed to worship the Lord. My father has told me, my guru has told me, devotees have told me. So out of duty, I must every day chant, every day I should do devotional service, give donation, go to yatra and all those things. But the best and last one is out of love. Doing chanting Hare Krishna out of duty and doing chanting Hare Krishna out of love for the Lord, to please the Lord, are on two different platforms. They yield two different results. So ultimately, it is explained, yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayet. If we are in a worse condition, chalo, koi baat nahi, out of fear, one should be connected. But whether out of fear or gain, desire for gain, or out of duty or out of love, one must connect to the Lord. It is explained in scriptures that auspiciousness in life only comes when we are connected with the Lord. I went to Radha Gopinath temple and I was attending Mangalarti, and somebody just came and told me, many happy returns of the day. So I was thinking, is it my birthday today or marriage anniversary? What? Then I immediately realized, Ari, this is the best wish, that many happy returns of the day where you are attending Mangalarti, seeing the Lord at the dawn, what beautiful time of Prabhu Murta, let this day be coming again and again in your life. That is a real wish. It is not some other material appearance, birthday in the world, a marriage anniversary or child's birthday is auspicious. Auspiciousness comes only when we are connected with the Lord. And the very human life is meant for connecting with the Lord. Whether we are poor, rich, woman, man, children, educated, uneducated, sick or healthy, or powerful or weak, we have no position or we have great position, all the conditions of life, if you are not connected with the Lord, it's all inauspicious. Although materially it may look very, very opulent and very wonderful and very attractive, but there is no connection with the Lord, it has no meaning. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam at various points, in 3rd canto, in 7th canto, in 11th canto, in 12th canto also, that even if we have lot of wealth, lot of education, even scriptural education, not material education, not education to earn money only, scriptural education, knowledge of pure devotional service we have, we are connected with the Lord, we are doing so many services, so-called, you know, charity and visiting holy places. But if there is no thought of pleasing the Lord through all these activities, these same activities yield anarthas in the heart. Why? Because they first give you pride. So if they are not done, two things, not done in the company of the devotees of the Lord and not done with the purpose of pleasing the Lord, then the very same activity appearing to be devotional activities yield false ego in the heart, and false ego has 10 products. It's given in Bhagavatam. Biggest product is fear of losing all the material gains, which gives rise to lust, envy, greed, anger after losing, or fear of losing those things, and so forth and so forth. There are various anarthas that appear in the heart. So you can see the connection of the Lord in a favorable manner is very, very important. That is what is mentioned here in the purport by Prabhupada. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains, Anukullena Sankalpo Pratikullena Varjayet. Anukullenam Grahanam also he says. We should accept the Krishna consciousness process in a favorable mood. And he gives explanation about Kamsa, that he was day and night thinking of the Lord. Maybe even Narad Muni explains here, very rarely some devotees have this kind of attachment, this kind of meditation. Deep, intense, moment to moment, incessantly, irresistibly, he was constantly thinking of the Lord, but out of fear, not of enmity. So, it is good, if there is no other way connection, you can be in connection with the Lord in fear or out of enmity. But that is not the best. Prabhupada explains the bhava or matithartha of this shloka very beautifully. He says that in all conditions of life, be connected with the Lord and think of the Lord and be in service to Him. But the best is to serve Him and be connected with Him in favorable nature so that He is pleased. Otherwise, the destination is different. So similarly, the Lord is not unequal. Lord is actually like electricity. You think the electricity, if it goes in tube light, it gives light. If it goes in yellow tube light, it gives yellow light. It goes in bulb, it gives more heat and yellow light. It goes in refrigerator, it gives freezing or cooling effect. It goes in fan, it gives breeze. If it goes in heater, it gives heat. It goes in some other instrument, other effect is there. So is the electricity bad or good? It is neutral. It has its own empowering effect. It is the energy of the Lord. But if it goes in the equipment which creates heat, it creates heat. So equipment is a problem. Equipment is it is molded in a particular way, and when electricity goes in that, it gives that effect. Same example I gave of mother also. The child is naughty, he gets punishment. Child is good, then he gets rewards, encouragement. So we have to understand, the problem is not with the Lord. The Lord is all equal, is all merciful, personification of all love that we can imagine to be existing. The way we deal with Him, he gets the reaction. So we become conditioned, immediately rag and dvesh, attachment and envy comes in the heart. This is the property of this body, which immediately gives rise to rag and dvesh, attachment and envy. And many more byproducts of those two things, rag and dvesh. So moment we are out of the bodily consciousness, then immediately we get freed from those attachment and envy. And we are in a conditioned nature of the consciousness, then we are corrupted with these qualities which are negative. So Lord is to be understood in this particular way. This is our good fortune that Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas, and the previous Acharyas, Vartaman Acharyas, they have all given us such a wonderful, sublime, the most wonderful philosophy of Krishna consciousness in the most simple way. By that way we can't be confused. If we have sincere heart, our heart is not complicated, we are simple hearted, then these things will be very easily understood by us. we'll go through some examples that how Lord is equal. We may even say ki, even one question was asked in Srimad Bhagavatam that how the Lord favored the sons of Aditi to kill the sons of Aditi. Two wives of a same saintly personality, Kashyapa Muni. But he is killing the sons of one wife, all of them one after another, and he is favoring the other sons of another wife who are also in the material world, enjoying sense gratification, enjoying position, power, wealth, everything. So it appears very partial. But the Lord is not partial. The demigods, sons of Aditi, serve the Lord always, although they are entangled in some position and sense gratification, but they are always favorable and serving to the Lord. And the demons are always envious and always sinful against the Lord and his devotees. So Lord is reacting accordingly. But it is said that when the Lord kills the demon and puts them in hell, it is for their good. Like the city creates a city area and a jail area. When you put criminals in jail, it is for their good. So they can repent, reform themselves, come up with better consciousness, come up with, oh, I made a mistake, come up with this repentful consciousness and again start living normal life in city. Similarly, when Lord puts somebody in hell and make them suffer, it is to make them realize that if I do this, this is the punishment I get. So I better not do these things. This punishment is very painful. I did this, I got this punishment. I did that, I got that punishment. It is very intolerable. Let me stop doing it. So is it an act of mercy or act of cruelty? It is an act of mercy because the Lord is trying to rectify the souls. If the Lord was partial to people, he would have never come to material world. Because we are all those people who have hated him, who have rejected him and accepted the material world and material body and accepted a life of sense gratification. Why should he come here if he was partial? But in spite of regularly being rejected by us, still he comes again and again. Sambhavami yuge yuge. Why he comes again and again? Because he loves us. Out of his causeless mercy, he wants to bring us back to his home, spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, and give us that love which he wants to give us constantly. We are still rejecting it, so he comes down here and exhibits some part of his leelas to exhibit that love and attract our heart. How can you say he's partial? And in those, there are four kinds of people. There are devotees, there are asuras, there are rakshasas, there are so many sinful people. To all the people, he exhibits his love. It's like rain. It falls on the mountain, on the stone, on the field, on the water, reservoirs, everywhere the rain falls. Like the Lord's mercy falls upon everybody. Lot of performing his pastime, even Duryodhana was observing, and Kamsa was observing, Ravana was observing, everybody was observing, and the devotees were observing, and the devotees were having different effect on their heart, and these demons were having different effect in their heart. It is because of our predisposition, the way we are oriented, that way we think about the Lord. If we have a green glass, then everything is green for us. Like that, demons are covered with all this sinful vision and desires, so they always feel that he is also one of us. Prabhupada gives a sloka in this purport. Avajananti manmuda manushim tanumashritam. He also is like us only. He comes the way we do things, he also keeps doing the same things. So what is different between him? When he showed the Virat Rupa to Duryodhana in the assembly, he feel that he is a very great mystic. He is a Chetuk. Mystic not in a positive sense, like very negative, Agori Vidya we say. It's something like that. So he has utilized all that power to bewilder me, but he is useless personality. He should be arrested. He ordered them to get arrested. Such a foolish person. So that Virat Rupa which inspired Bhishmadev, Arjuna and Pandavas, and they were like so much wonderstruck with great appreciation. The same Virat Rupa was putting this person in a very negative consciousness. Ki, we must do something about this. He was reading very bad words also. I don't want to use them. So it all depends upon us. And there are Lord has, in spite of this kind of misconception, he has exhibited so much of mercy to his kinsmen who are in the material world. Like we have example of Putana. If we study the story of Putana, how can anyone say that Lord is partial? You can imagine Putana, she was such a deadly demoness. Such a deadly demoness. She was trained into arts like flying on a small blade of grass. Sitting on that and going all over the world, and she was specialized into drinking the blood of infants. Even today's standard, not Dwapar Yug standard, even today's standard, somebody is thinking of drinking the blood of an innocent infant, is like too ghastly for us to even imagine. But she was immersed in that activity. She was so sinful. She came to the Lord in the intention of killing, not as the intention of mother. But she chose the method of smearing her breast with poison kalakuta and feed that way. It happened to be a motherly activity somehow, but she didn't plan that way. She just wanted to kill the Lord. And she not only tried to kill the Lord, but before coming to the Lord, she had killed thousands of children in Gokula. And then she reached. She already fed them on the breast milk, thinking that they may be Krishna, and they already killed. Because order was that, kill all children born in last 10 days. With that intention, you can see how ghastly intention. Such a sweet, helpless infant child of anybody, putting the child on the breast and feeding the worst of all poisons and killing the child on the spot. Making him bereft of mother, father, and putting the mother and father in the ocean of sorrow and misery. That activity she did with Krishna also. She chose a beautiful form, bewildered Yashoda also, sweetly talked to her, got the baby, went behind, put the Lord on her breast. But the Lord is so wonderful, so loving and so impartial that out of all the ocean of sinful activities which she had done and the ocean-like sinful consciousness that she had, what he accepted? Only one thing, that she came to feed me breast milk. So she is my mother. This is our Lord. He could have seen her intention of killing as a priority. He could have seen so many past activities that she had done as a prominent thing. But he chose to select the motherly affection of Putana as the foremost thing. And rest everything he didn't even consider. He didn't say, okay, let me consider first as her motherly affection, then I also not forget to consider her sinful activities, her desire to kill me and so and forth, his past sinful activities. He didn't choose anything. He just ignored everything. He just saw one positive thing. And what did he do? When he sucked the breast milk, then he sucked the life air out of her. In the process, he got so much of pain, he completely purified her of all the sinful activities, of all the sinful desires, of all the sinful tendencies, all the sinful consciousness also, he completely purified. And what remained was only the desire of feeding the child as mother. And as a result of that, he gave her the position of a Dhatri, assistant of Yashoda Maiya in the spiritual world. You can see, it's inconceivable how somebody can do it. Only Lord can do it. He's so merciful that his consciousness is tuned only to see what is the minutest spark of love for him or attraction for him or service to his devotees. He only sees that. He doesn't want to see anything else. What does our spiritual master do? When we sit in front of our spiritual master, he is knowing and seeing all the faults, all the anarthas in us. But still he is encouraging us, talking sweetly to us, appreciating the smallest insignificant thing that we do with nice, sweet words, encouraging us. Why? Because he is seeing that little spark of desire to serve the Lord. And he has faith that if I fan that spark can become fire and will burn all the surrounding anarthas which I am seeing. So he is ignoring them. That is a sign of a first class devotee. That he will only see good qualities in favor to the Lord's service and ignore all the bad qualities which are around that. It's a sign of first class devotee. The medium devotee will see the fault also and good thing also, but concentrate on the good qualities and work upon them. The pure devotee doesn't even acknowledge the negative qualities. Sri Radha Giridhari Bhagwan ki, Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this Putana story is enough evidence of Lord's impartiality. We have to read this story again and again to understand that so merciful the Lord is. So I also have hope, if Putana, with one small insignificant indirect activity that she did of feeding breast milk, she was delivered to such an extent. So I also have hope. Like we go to the Samadhi of Madhai, Madhavananda Goswami. That is, he became after that Goswami. So Madhai Samadhi is there in Mayapur Dham. We get hope by sitting in the Samadhi that, okay, with so many sinful activities he performed, which even Yamaraj could not record, you know, his staff was all frustrated to have the record. They were dumping it underground by digging holes in Yamaloka. All the staff were overworked and exhausted and frustrated. Such a personality was delivered instantly by the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Instant. Embraced him and then Jagai also. And then completely freed them of all the sinful treasure that they had. Completely freed them from the stock. And not only freed them, but gave them pure love of Lord. It's not just, okay, maaf kar diya, jao abhi, sudro abhi, jaake you get improved. No, it's simultaneously the highest mercy and simultaneously freedom from the punishment of sinful activities is Lord is giving. Here also, the Lord is not just burning Putana's sinful desires and consciousness by giving her pain while sucking her breast and sucking her life force. But simultaneously he is giving pure love of God, pure love of Krishna to that personality. That is the mercy of the Lord. And this is doing with the devotees also. There are many examples, but we would like to give few examples. We know Shishupal. It is said that when he was not even grown up, he could not even speak properly. He was like, you know, uttering some two syllables at one time. Even those syllables were in blasphemy of the Lord. So much envy he had. Right from the moment of birth, the moment he didn't even know how to speak, he was blaspheming the Lord. Such a personality, the Lord knew ki he is going to die out of my hands, but he still immediately first thinking of benediction to his mother that I will forgive his 100 offenses. Because his body was brought in the lap of the Lord and his one extra leg and one extra eye fell off. Mother was told ki he is looking very ugly with all these very bad things and one extra eye and one extra leg and so many things. So whoever he goes in the lap of somebody and wherever these inauspicious things fall off, he'll get killed by that person. So they were trying with everybody ki, first of all, let me get rid of this bad elements in the body and let me also know who's going to kill my son. And then Lord Krishna came and immediately all these things disappeared from the body. So she understood ki his own cousin brother will kill him. So she begged for some boon. He said, okay, 100 offenses I'll forgive. So he knew that soul was so envious. Still he was so merciful. How can that be called partiality? You can say, okay, next time, next offense he does, I'll finish him off. What did he do to other demons? Dhenukasura, first offense, finished. Right? You can see, Ashtasur came, first offense, finished. So many demons came, first offense, finished. But this person was so merciful. And then also, he was telling them, stop yourself, don't go ahead. Others were stopping him. He continued, so he was given the reward of that punishment. But what was the reward? When he came in touch with the Lord and was blaspheming the Lord by using bad names, he attained Sayujya Mukti, in oneness with the Lord's body, which even many, many yogis after many, many lifetimes of worship cannot attain. That's what bewildered Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then we know the story of Hiranyakashipu. Such atrocities, he wanted to change the rule of the whole world. Not ordinary sin, no, very well planned and well conceived sin. He was planning, I will change the whole law. If you commit sinful activities, you will go to heavens. If you commit punya, you will go to hell. Such kind of, you can imagine the sinful tendency is so deep. The envy and hatred to the Lord is so deep. He wanted to change the whole, he wanted to become the Lord himself. To decide whatever one wants to do. He wanted to take the Lord's position. But same thing might happen to him also. When the Lord killed him, he attained the same liberation. Hiranyaksha attained the same liberation. So many demons are there. The point here is connection with the Lord. If you are connected with the Lord, then all these things happen. All the warriors who were even seen by the Lord, in front of the Lord, they died in Mahabharata war. They also attained all liberation. They were of this party or that party. Whoever died in the vision of the Lord, not that he was physically touching them, he was touched by his sight, his glance, they also attained liberation. That is the power of being connected with the Lord. We all should see that somehow or other we should be in this very lifetime get connected to the Lord, and not only get connected to the Lord, completely get immersed in that connection and absorption of the Lord. That is what the purpose of life is. You can see the story of Gajendra. He had done some sinful activity, some offense, so he had become elephant. He was King Indradumna. Am I right? You are right? Yeah. And you can imagine he was suffering so much. He was so powerful, but he was about to be killed by the crocodile under the water. And it is explained in scriptures that the Lord instantly came from Vaikuntha. You know, the distance in Vaikuntha to earthly planet is supposed to be trillions and trillions of miles. It takes distance takes years, Prakash Varsha, it takes years to come down. But when he helplessly offered a flower in praise to the Lord, it said the Lord covered the distance in one moment, in the back of Garuda. And he came down with his own lotus hands. He took the body of the elephant and took him out of the water from the grip of the crocodile. And explained many things happened at just one instant of touching. One thing got freed from the misery and he came out, and instantly he was freed from all the anarthas and sinful desires of his heart. And he attained the mercy of the Lord instantly. So it's not just freedom from misery that he achieved. While he was getting freed from misery, he attained complete freedom from all the anarthas. And natural love for the Lord emerged from his heart. He attained the pure devotion to the Lord. And Prabhupada also, he didn't touch himself, but his chakra went and severed the body of the crocodile. And the crocodile also got completely delivered. This is the power of being connected with the Lord. Negativity, positivity, neutrally, in whichever way, whichever degree, one has to be connected with the Lord. Then, the dilemma which is there, expressed by Parikshit Maharaj here, is he partial, is he impartial, just immediately gets solved. On the platform of love, no dilemma remains. No confusion remains. We have to aim and persevere and work hard to develop that attraction and love for the Lord. This love is actually the seven substance. Sachinandan Maharaj was with us in the Yatra of Vrindavan. He was explaining so beautifully. The essence of our life in Krishna consciousness, of all of us fortunate souls who have been introduced to this movement of Krishna consciousness by the causeless mercy of Prabhupada and the previous Acharyas and the Vartaman Acharyas, by the causeless mercy of devotees who have introduced us. The essence of all of our lives is only to give love and to take love. Such a profound statement. The essence of our life, all the activities, all that we think, all that we do, all that we plan to do, is only one thing, is to give love and to accept love. Because that is the life of Golok Vrindavan. There is nothing but exchange of love. Krishna gives love, and the Brijvasis and the Golokvasis, they give love to Krishna, and Krishna gives love, and the love is constantly, every moment, increasing and getting multiplied and multiplied unlimitedly. Like the beauties of gopis and Krishna, like the activities of theirs, just multiplied and multiplied unlimitedly. There is no limit for that. And that same love is available to us here in this world while we are living in this conditioned bodies with all the anarthas. The same love is available through the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Such a contrast, you can imagine. We are living in the material world. We have all the material desire. We still want to enjoy sense gratification. We are not fully oriented to the Lord. We want to have so many ulterior desires are still there. At the same time, the Lord is importing the treasurest wealth of His spiritual world. Premadhana, Gaulokera Premadhana. He is putting them in a beautiful format, accessible, palatable, and takeable immediately, and gives it in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. The highest pleasure that gopis experienced for one night of Brahma on the earthly Leela of Krishna, Bhauma Vrindavan Leela. He put them in one night of world, but he accommodated one night of Brahma in that and gave the pleasure of the best pleasure of all pleasures, Ras Leela, to the gopis. The highest pleasure that any living entity can ever imagine to experience with the Lord gave them in abundance in Ras Leela. So that Ras Leela pleasure which every soul deserves and by nature oriented to, that was put in Hare Krishna Mahamantra by the Lord and given to all of us in Kali Yuga. So when you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in congregation, please, oh my dear devotees, you should remember that we are actually participating in Ras Leela of the Lord. Because that kind of pleasure is packed, our pact, in the formula of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we have to have that faith And with that faith, when we participate in the Kirtan of the Lord, we will get the glimpse of the taste of the Rasila that the Lord is giving the pure devotees, gopis in spiritual world. So when I see all of you go walking on the street chanting Hare Krishna, it's such a merciful act that this same topmost sublime pleasure which a living entity deserves and is bereft of now is offered by the merciful chanting of the holy name by devotees on the streets at the cost of ridiculing, at the cost of being made fun of by people around the world. So the devotees are so much mercifully going out. Because once you experience a little glimpse of that love of the chanting of the Mahamantra that we experience, we just cannot keep quiet. We just cannot keep it to ourselves like yogis in the mountain caves. They have to come out, and there's a impulse within to give to others. Prahlad Maharaj will condemn that in the further shlokas here. He will say that, I do not believe in those sages who are living into the mountain caves. If they are real sages and they are really realize something in connection with the Lord, they will leave their caves, leave their seclusion and come out in the cities where people are immersed in sense gratification and give their realization to those people in a very palatable, intelligent way so that they can accept it and they can also relish at the same time. So that's why our position is so glorious, our life is so wonderful. Bolte na ki dhanya hai hamara jeevan. Such a glorious life that we have received, that even in the fallen condition of today, we have been blessed with this formula. This formula of life that separates us from the miserable experiences that we can possibly get in the world, but at the same time we are awarded such beautiful, blissful experiences. Even materially speaking, the devotees eat much good quality of food than anybody else eats. Most materially speaking, kind of food we are eating. The relationship with the devotees have selfless relationships. So only devotee who can really think of welfare of you. Nobody else can think of any welfare of anybody. So only a devotee can think. So the relationship that we have, we relish the context that we have. Every day we see the Lord. We are supposed to see Yamadutad actually by our qualification. Every day we see the Lord. He is giving darshan to us. You have to only get up in the morning and take bath and come. That's only austerity we have to do. He will give darshan to us. And bless our existence just by His glance upon us. And we glancing upon Him. The food, the relationship, we go to yatras and you know people go and do all nonsense things that they put them off and frustrated condition. And we go to yatras, see the Lord, visiting holy places of the Lord, discussing His kathas, relishing from within the spiritual bliss, at least for some time, some period of time. Our life from all standards, from physical, from mental, from emotional, from social, from spiritual, from all points of view, our life is sublime. Potentially sublime, at least I would say. Because we are being blessed with the formula. And over and above that, when a spiritual master blesses you with initiation, with anugraha, acceptance in his fold, in his lap, it is this mercy we cannot imagine only. Out of such millions of lifetimes of sinful activities, still Sri Gurudev is accepting all those sinful activities upon Him and pushing you towards Krishna and accepting your responsibility of taking you back to Godhead. Such a mercy. And then Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur, all these Mahashoys are offering us the treasure in a very simple formula, in a very easy way. So we have to only do one thing. That we have to accept the connection of the Lord. Somehow or other, be connected with the Lord. Day and night and afternoon and evening, season of hot, heat, season of cold, season of rains, young age, middle age, old age, childhood, severe old age, it may be any time of the life, see that we are connected with the Lord. And if it's difficult to be connected with the Lord, just connect with the devotees of the Lord. They will help you to be connected with the Lord. That is the business profession of the devotees. They help everybody else to inspire them to come closer to the Lord. So it is explained that if we do chanting Hare Krishna, deity worship, devotional service, Dan Punya, Tirtha Yatra, everything that we do, please do it in the company of devotees. The company of devotees will give that meaning and purpose to all the activities that we attempt to do, that we plan to do or think of doing, including direct devotional service to the Lord. When we do it in the company of devotees, it is two things. Devotees are very merciful and help us, and it is humility on our part to submit ourselves to them. That very activity, that I'm not a great person, I can do on my own everything. No, I need company of devotees. Maybe I am 50-year-old devotee right now, 50 years in Krishna consciousness, but still I need company of devotees. Oh, devotees with me are all juniors. No, when the junior most devotee can help me, inspire me and put me and protect me from falling down. Even sleeping in the night, it is explained that one should sleep with the devotee, not sleep alone in the room, even in your houses if you are grihasthas. Because night time alone in the lap of mode of ignorance, so many things can happen. So keep company of a devotee, even while sleeping in the most ignorant condition of our life. This is the power of company of devotees. They will protect us from falling down from any platform, whether lower, higher, middle or higher most. To avoid the bad effects of false ego coming upon us and the 10 byproducts out of that which come upon us, if you want to avoid that, please do every activity in the company of devotees. Most significant activity appears, kya farak padta hai, kar denge akele. Do it as a joint venture of the devotees. Do it in cooperation with devotees. Do it in the harmony with devotees. Then the Lord will immediately accept us. As He accepted Prachetas, 100 sons of Prachini Bharishat. What was the most wonderful activity that they did? They did everything together, holding their hands. 1,000 years tapasya did, 1,100 years. But what Lord Shiva appreciated and Vishnu appreciated is that the togetherness, the harmony and the cooperation that we did. Simply, if we keep up this matter, then the connection with the Lord, freedom from all the past sinful activities, freedom from sinful consciousness and desire, freedom from papa bija, and eruption and evolution of the love of Godhead is guaranteed. Cannot be avoided. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if there are any questions, any comments, I'll try to answer. Anybody has any questions? Yes, Prabhuji.
And then after the entire evening, Lord Brahma offers his prostrate obeisances and offers many wonderful
prayers.
Glorification of the Lord prayers. So it is mentioned that Krishna.
I will translate the question.
It is mentioned that Krishna, he didn't even give him a smiling glance at the end of the episode. That Krishna, he didn't even give him a merciful glance. And after that, Lord Brahma leaves. And at the same time, we hear the episode of Indra committing such a heinous offense. He actually wanted to kill the Brajavasis. It's the most abominable thought that anybody could have. But at the end, Krishna, told that.
So, what is the question you have?
My question is that how is it, how can we understand the
difference in behavior? उनका प्रश्न ऐसा है कि ब्रह्मा जी ने भगवान का बच्चों को चुराया, बचनों को चुराया, और भगवान ने उनकी तरफ देखा भी नहीं है ना, और इंद्र ने तो मारने की कोशिश की, ब्रजवासियों को ख़त्म करने की कोशिश की, और भगवान ने उनको दर्शन दिया, माफ़ भी कर दिया. तो ये कैसे भगवान का साइकोलॉजी कैसे हम समझ सकते हैं? सो द आंसर इन ब्रीफ इज लाइक दिस. द लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा had separated his devotees from him, from the Lord. By his activity of trying to test the Lord, he actually separated all the lovable Brijvasis from him. The calves that time, and all the coward boys, they were stolen by Brahmaji and separated them from the Lord. And the worst thing Lord hates of all things is separation from his loving devotees. He just cannot tolerate that. For him it is very difficult. And the Lord cannot give up company of his own devotees. And Indra also did a mischief. He wanted to kill all the Brajvasis, but in the process he brought all the Brajvasis together. Generally the Lord would meet one group of devotees at one time. Like he would perform Sakhya Lila at one time, Madhuri Lila another time in the night, at home Vatsali Lila, various kinds of Lilas at different times he'll perform at different sets of devotees. Even when he went to steal the clothes of gopis, he took very small infant coward boys with him. So that time they were, you know, innocent, the children wouldn't understand what's happening. They were with him. So all kinds of different people were different time enjoying the pastimes with the Lord. But because of Indra's mischief or so-called activity, whatever he did, he brought all this variety of rasa devotees together. And together under one roof of Govardhan for 7 days and seven nights, he enjoyed all the pastimes of different rasas together. So it helped actually. Indra was thinking, I am just destroying them, I will finish them off, they will suffer like anything. But they were actually enjoying blissfully. They enjoyed so much, they didn't even think of eating, sleeping, resting, taking a break, nothing. Continuously, even without blinking their eyes, they were enjoying the company and the activities with the Lord. And there are so many things, Jiva Goswami and other Eka Swamis explain, what actually happened under the roof of Govardhan. So many beautiful pastimes took place under the Govardhan, 7 days, seven nights. So, both were offensive activities. But one was separation of devotees from Krishna. So, Krishna was more angry with Brahma. And he was angry with Indra also because he wanted to kill all the Brajvasis. Still, with the surrender to Surubhi cow, and she represented the case, pleaded the case of Indra, Lord finally forgave him. For Brahma, it took little more time. Brahma had to become really repentant. Brahma actually fell down with his four heads, eight eyes on the feet of the Lord and bathed his feet with his tears of repentance. And he was really repenting. And then finally, actually, it's not complete what you said. Finally, Lord gave him audience, gave him his mercy. He bowed down to the Braj Raj. And when he accepted shelter of the Braj Bhumi in the feet of the Lord and washed his feet with the tears, Lord actually forgave him. And the Brahma was then so repentant. Even after Lord forgave him, he flew to his kingdom of Brahmaloka, but still he was very repentful and crying. He just got down in between and performed tapasya, crying that I am useless, my position is useless, my power is useless, my intelligence is useless, my mystic powers are useless because they were of no use to your pastimes and your pleasure. What is the use of? I want to just give up all these things now. I want to come down as an insignificant, most insignificant person and be part of your Leela somewhere to give pleasure to you, not even significantly. So the Lord appeared to him as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And the place where he got down to perform his worship was Navadvip Dham, Yogpeeth. And that is where, in Dwapar Yuga, much before even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, in previous Yuga altogether, Lord appeared in that beautiful golden form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave him blessing that, I am very pleased with your repentance and I will award you a birth of a Yavana, born in a Yavana family, or meat eaters, but you will be celebrated as Namacharya. You will propagate the holy name, you will become Acharya of the holy name. And then Brahma got pacified and he went to Brahmaloka. And then he came down as Haridas Thakur. And then he got delivered. So the post became vacant. Somebody else is now running the kingdom. In the next half of the life of this creation of Brahmanda, we are in the second half now. 52nd year is going on. If we sing in the yagyas, we sing these mantras, it's very clear that we are in the second half of the time of the universe, Brahmanda. Somebody else is doing proxy there. So does this answer your question? Lord's mentality is again equal. As per our approach to him, we get the reward. If we approach like the coward boys and the gopis, we get that kind of response. If you approach like Yashoda, we get that kind of response. And the Lord says that, one point I must tell you in this connection, that the Lord in Brihad Bhagavatamrita is explaining to his devotees, maybe to Narad Muni I think, he says that, I perform my pastimes with my devotees and my mind is totally absorbed. I don't want anything else but the company of my friends. And I want to play with them. For me, the play with them is the utmost important thing in life. And if they ever threaten me not to take me in their games, it just worries me like anything. It's a very serious problem for me if they say, tomorrow will not take you in the game. So much I love my devotees. And these demigods come in between and interrupt my pastimes. And they disturb me. And they disturb our enjoyment together. And then they repent. And then they offer prayers. And I have to stand and hear their prayers. I don't want to hear. My mind is in the game of which I have left from my coward friends. But just out of compassion, I have to certain hear at least because they are repentfully offering prayers. But his heart is in what? In the lovable pastimes. So again, we come back to the same theme of our class in the beginning. Life of ours is only meant to give love and take love. And if that is in between, Lord is there, and the life is the most sublime. Hare Krishna. Any other question is there? Yes, Prabhuji. You can see this from various levels. From the laws of karma, they were killed. Mercilessly they were killed. Kamsa was Chakravarti Samrat. He had conquered so many of demons which were unimaginable to be considered to be killed. So many demons he had conquered them live and made them his servants and they were paying taxes to him. All this, Bakasura and everybody were his friends, not by all by choice. They were subdued by him. Such Chakravarti Samrat, how he was killed? Krishna jumped on him, pulled him down with pulling his hair all the way to the steps down and punched him on the chest and he killed him. And then he dragged him all throughout the Rangabhumi. So you can say law of karma, he appeared to him as personified death and killed him. Right? On the platform of mercy of the Lord, he immediately attained salvation. So from all points of view, Lord has reacted with him and given him mercy. And just by the very choice of hating him, he gave him day and night meditating by that very name of the Lord and very form of the Lord which he was meditating in envy. The Lord's mercy only to us. By that way, Lord purified him actually. Prabhupada explains here. Narad Muni explains to Yudhishthira Maharaj also. The Lord actually purified him. So from all points of view, you can understand. From the law of karma point of view, he was given enough punishment that he deserved. From the higher platform, he was given mercy by the Lord, given him whatever he, because of connection of the Lord, he deserved, he attained salvation. Whatever Lord does is inconceivably always perfect. You may not understand every time, but we have to have faith that up till now I understood whatever he did was perfect, so maybe whatever he is doing in my life also is also perfect. I may not understand how and why, but I have faith that it is perfect and we have to accept it as it is. The moment you accept that as it is, his mercy starts flowing upon us. Immediately. I think time is, yes, bro. Yes, yes.
In the course of your lecture, you earnestly follow this point that whatever activity we do, we should do in
company of devotees.
We have a new devotee with us. He will save us from a great fall if things are getting bad. The whole thing looks very, sometimes we feel. I think that I have done many activities in the past before coming to Krishna consciousness. I went alone from here to VP and also I went to many places in Delhi and other places. Now after coming to Krishna consciousness, devotees are telling if you want to go from one place to another place, you should have somebody with you. It looks as if...
Very odd it looks. Odd. Yeah. Inka prashna aisa hai ki abhi... आपने बताया प्रवचन में कि भक्तों का संग होना चाहिए, लेकिन हमने तो बहुत साल पहले गुजारे हैं भौतिक जीवन में और हम दिल्ली बम्बई सब जगह घूमते थे अकेले। अभी भक्ति में आने के बाद में हर जगह हमको भक्त साथ में होना चाहिए, कोई प्रवचन प्रोग्राम होगा तो एक ब्रह्मचारी एक फ्रेंड साथ में लेके जाना चाहिए। तो ये थोड़ा और लगता है कि भाई ऐसे पहले तो हम लोग अकेले घूमते थे सब जगह पे और सो कॉल्ड सुरक्षित भी थे, प्रोटेक्टिंग अवर सेल्फ। तभी हम लोग उस अवस्था में जब हम लोग कर्मी थे बाहर, वी वर not in devotional life, we were in illusion that we are powerful enough that we can save ourselves. What people are doing? They're standing in the bus, they're getting in the train, instant death, somebody comes and shoots, somebody blasts a bomb. Can we call we are safe? We are not safe. But how does the devotee's company help us? The devotee's company, let me elaborate further a little bit. So now we have become devotees and now we have come to a realization that we are very in dangerous condition over here. Padam padam yat pibadam natesham. Here we are in most precarious, most dangerous condition that Death can come upon us any moment, however powerful and strong we are. That is one fear. And second is, we have come to a realization that we may forget Krishna. The biggest fear is not that we are going to die. The biggest fear is, we may die without remembering Krishna. Vismruti of the Lord is the most fearful thing. But that also we have come to know only when we become devotees of the Lord, or trying to be devotee of the Lord. That I will forget the Lord. We are not thinking like my brothers and my family members. Don't think, I will not remember the Lord if I die. What to do? Let me go to Mira Road and try to remember the Lord. Is that thing like that? They think they are okay. Everything is fine. You know? They are having their FDs and they are having their mediclaim policies. They said okay, they are very safe. But with all these things, people die a miserable death. Is it not true? And the earthquake took place. If you remember, we went to Rapper. All of us, you also turn by turn, we were with us together for 30 days, 35 days. People's all policies, all FDs, all securities, all gold, all ornaments were in few cupboards, and all the cupboards along with their house went underground. And instantly, next morning when they woke up, they were absolutely daridri, with no penny in pocket. People have walked all the way, hitchhiked from train without ticket and come to Borivali to their relatives and came to dress their wounds in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So what is our security? Is FD our security? Is mediclaim policy our security? Is good food our security? Is good staying our security? Nothing is our security. But this is, we think that we are secure. But the blessing of becoming in the company of devotees, we have been made to realize that actually the biggest security is the remembrance of the Lord. Smaranam of the Lord. And that is given by the devotees. So when we go to a program, for example, in a VT area, there's so much of maya around you. You know, so many girls are dressed in a very hard way, and people are drinking and smoking constantly, talking all nonsense in the train. There's so much of worry of our consciousness, this delicate consciousness of Krishna that I'm trying to cultivate may be destroyed like this, you know. The onslaught is so powerful, like a storm. A company of a so-called insignificant newcomer devotee who has come yesterday in temple will help you, that he will at least keep you in Krishna's thoughts, you know, in memory. That is the mood that we have. I may be a 50-year-old devotee giving a pravachan to 5,000 people in one program. I am going from here to Delhi and from there traveling on the road for 3 hours to that stadium. But that time, I will be subjected to so many onslaughts of attacks of maya. And my mind will distract me from one place to another. That time devotee will help me. It's like that. So devotees are very precious. And the Rupa Goswami mentions that the most insignificant devotee, so-called by our own vision, not, he is not insignificant, but we think that he has just come yesterday, he is in maya and all. That devotee is also very precious to the Lord. And for Lord, he is very important. And any offense done to that devotee, Lord takes it very seriously. We may think, I am a very senior devotee, I can, no, offend him. Lord will favor me for the more than that devotee. But that devotee, so-called devotee, a new devotee, is very, very important to protect us. He will protect you from considering and thinking anything else but Krishna at times of test. So we have to take the devotee's company. That's why in all temples, whenever brahmacharis go to programs, one brahmacharis goes with him. Whenever a devotee falls sick and come to hospital, one brahmachari goes to him. Wherever there is a possibility of attack of maya, there is a devotee shield for you. Such a wonderful thing actually it is. Such a boon and benediction that we have. One person wearing tilak, having kantimala and chanting Hare Krishna is millions of times bigger safety than having so many so-called family men who are your blood relations. This is the power of a devotee. Because he will connect you with the Lord. And that connection is very precious for this life. So only insurance that we have is that connection of the Lord. And nothing else. So I think we'll end here. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.